Just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online. Oh, Lord, y'all, that Memory Lane music was almost in slow motion, it felt like. Y'all, that was the theme music to The Wonderful World of Color, which came about as part of The Wonderful World of Disney, but it was introduced when it was on NBC, and it kept that name through 1969, when color was a big thing back then. So that ran under The Wonderful World of Color in 1960 on NBC from 1961 to 1969. Yeah! The Wonderful World of Buck Bunny! Well, everyone, I'm going to take you back to Thursday afternoon, and Big Fatty and Larry Cly headed over to the Ebcock Center, and we ran into the Super Bee and Fairy Princess Holly over there, and then Ryan from The Way We See It joined us, and we all had margaritas before noon, and then the arrival of Taylor, Taffy, and Rodan from Pot Is My Copilot, and we did some fun things with them, some more margaritas, I might add, and then Big Fatty had to hustle back to the room because he had a, let's see, how shall we say it, a little afternoon rendezvous before we all headed out to Mangione's for the big Italian spaghetti supper. Well, it really, we didn't even have any spaghetti, so just the big Italian supper. Well, y'all, dinner Friday night at Maggiano's was fabulous. There were 17 of us at that event, and we started off, and a special thank you to Jason and Ryan from The Way We See It for putting all that together for us, but we started off with appetizers of fried cheese covered in marinara sauce and more cheese, and calamari, and Big Fatty had calamari for the first time. I've never tried it before, but it was okay. It was mainly tasted like fried crunchy stuff. And then came salads. They had their own special house salad, and they had Caesar salad. And then they brought us the pasta course, which was lasagna. And y'all, no kidding, the lasagna had to be 5 inches tall and covered in this meat sauce and these four cheese raviolis that were filled little yummies. And then came the main course, and the main course that was selected was chicken parmesan and as Ryan said it, salmon. And Big Fatty had all of that except the salmon, because you know fish swims upstream on me. And then after that we had dessert, and y'all, the dessert was this chocolate cake. It looked like a big chocolate bomb, and there are really good pictures that are eventually going to be posted over there at the Gay Days website if they're not there already. And then my favorite dessert was the toasted pound cake topped with vanilla ice cream and caramelized bananas and drizzled with chocolate fudge. Oh my God, it was fantastic. And then after we all finished our food coma on Friday night, it was time to head to the Magic Kingdom on Saturday. Well, y'all, everyone gathered Saturday at the Magic Kingdom at 10:30 a.m. over at the Carousel of Progress. And once we all got there, we rode the Carousel of Progress and sang the song as it was going on. And it was just lots of fun. Larry Cly and the Super Bee loved the Carousel of Progress more than anyone else in the group. In fact, they loved it so much that they went into a Carousel of Progress coma and only awakened when the auditorium would begin to move again. So we did that, and then it was over to the Haunted Mansion. No. We didn't go to the Haunted Mansion next. Where did we go? we went from there to... Yeah, we did. No, we got pineapple whips. People got pineapple whips. And Michael got some sort of pineapple float. And it there was some sort of discharge in his general area. I know what we did. We went and we did the Fast Pass over at the Splash Mountain and the Big Thunder Mountain, and then it was time to get something to eat. And so we went to the Pecos Bill and had the Top Your Own Burger Bar, and they have the good sautéed onions and grilled mushrooms. I guess it's grilled onions and sautéed mushrooms and the cheese dip and the all kinds of good stuff there. And there was a little hootenanny going on out in the street. It was Woody's Parade from the Toy Stories, and Singing Cowboy, Sam the Singing Cowboy, was there, and we'll tell you more about him, because we saw him a little bit later in the weekend. But then we went over to the Haunted Mansion and rode that. And, you know, it has recently been refurbished for our future enjoyment, and so we did that. And then everyone had to TT, so we all TT'd, and... And then, I think I think that was it for the Magic Kingdom. A lot of people wanted to go. Oh no, we went and rode the Splash Mountains and the roller coaster, the Big Thunder Mountain. I know, Big Thunder Mountain, and then everyone was ready to go and freshen up for tea with Queen Liz Eldridge. Well, y'all, tea with Queen Liz and her vag was just a hoot nanny and a half. We had three tables at Grand Floridian, and I believe there were six people at each table, or five people at each table. One, two, three. I guess there were five people at each table. We had a few who decided not to show up, but we won't mention any names, even though they had RSVP'd that they were coming. But we, like I say, we won't mention any names. But anyway, Big Fatty had the Buckingham Palace tea, and that came with, and I had a strawberry and some other kind of berry, blueberry tea, and it was delicious. The tea was just really good, but had little tea sandwiches. And then the second course was, what was the second course? It was a scone and a little jam tart, and it had the little curdled cream and all, and strawberry preserves. And then the third course, you had a choice of sweets, and Big Fatty chose the trifle, and y'all, it was delicious. And there's a picture over at podcastgaydays.blogspot.com showing Big Fatty licking the bowl over there, and it was good. And we had two special guests that joined us at the tea. One was one of our listeners, and that is Darren, who lives, I believe, in the Gainesville area. He drove down for the tea. And also, we had a special guest, John Ong, who is the great-grandfather of podcasting, because we know that Archer is the godfather. I guess John Ong would be the great-godfather of podcasting. But he joined us, and he chitter-chatted with us and took some pictures and all. So go over to the BFO and click on over to the Online podcast and see the little movie that John Ong is going to publish from the tea later on this week. Now, during the tea, Big Fatty was able to contract SARS, and there are pictures of that taking place also. During the tea. Afterwards, we had a group shot of everybody we could find. Some people had evidently soiled themselves and had to go to the toilet and then to the basin soap shop to get some sweet-smelling stuff to cover up the stench. But after the tea, everyone went their separate ways, and Big Fatty and Larry Clark came on back to the Pop Century, and we had a little swim and nap and all, and then it was Saturday night here at the Gay Days. Well, after the good swim and nap and all, we headed out to Hank's, which is the kind of sleazy horror buying bar here in the Orlando's. Now that the Full Moon Saloon is closed, we were not going there because it was closed. But we went to the Hanks, and there Big Fatty met Bill the Gay Construction Worker. And we had some Big Fatty does not drink the bottled beer. He doesn't drink any kind of beer, but had three there. Y'all, Big Fatty was a little loopy after the three beers there. It was just something else. But anyway, enjoyed meeting Bill, the gay construction worker there, and there was some inappropriate touching going on there, and inappropriate filling of orifices and all like that, and I think it's probably best that we leave it there and move on to Sunday morning. Well, y'all, Sunday morning, Larry Cly and I slept in, and we weren't quite sure how to get to Ryan's house, so we went and visited with the Super B and Michael and Fairy Princess Holly and Taylor and Rodan from the Pot Is My Co-Pilot, and we were going to follow them over to Ryan's party. But before we left, y'all, Big Fatty got to play the Wii, and I've never done the Wii before. And it said that I was indeed fat, and it said that I was indeed old. And the little character that was chosen for me was Miss Piggy. And Big Fatty did the hula hooping, and he did the tightrope walking and the soccer head button, and what else did I do? The skiing. I wasn't real good at the skiing, but I was pretty good at the soccer head button, although I kept getting hit in the head by the cleats. So anyway, after Big Fatty tried out the Wii, it was time to go to the pool party. Well, y'all, we went to the pool party at Ryan's house, and he and his husband, whose name is Scott, isn't that right? Okay, I just called him Ryan's husband most of the weekend. They have a very nice house, and they have a pool out back and a charbroil grill and the hot tub and all, and they had a big thing of margaritas, but Big Fatty brought his gin, but Big Fatty never opened his gin nor his tonic, and just drank the margaritas and forgot to take the gin with him. So happy housewarming gift, Ryan, for a bottle of gin. And so then they cooked burgers and sausages and hot dogs, and there was some chicken fingers, and y'all, there was some kind of pineapple casserole and baked beans. Big Fatty didn't have any baked beans because he was afraid he might start farting it up, which, you know, is never a good thing, which, you know, is the norm for Big Fatty. But anyway, we went over there about 2 o'clock in the afternoon and left at 10 o'clock. Yes, that's correct, 10 o'clock. And there was some swimming, and there was cake, and the Super B had made some brownies, and Sam the cowboy, the singing cowboy from the Magic Kingdom on Saturday, was there, and I believe he prompted some Woodies, I believe, and you know, I'm not sure. Who knew that a shark could get a Woody, but evidently that is the case. So anyway, but later on in the evening, the boys start. Oh my goodness! They had some of their friends there, and the boys started taking off their pants and getting in the hot tub. And Big Fatty and my lovely daughter Holly, we were just there enjoying ourselves. And y'all, today, when you're hearing this, we are on our way back to Charleston. Big Fatty, Larry Cly is not happy, but. But we're going to make one stop at the Millennium Mall with Super B and Michael and Fairy Princess Holly, and we're going to have us a Chick-fil, because Fairy Princess Holly has never had a Chick-fil, y'all, so we want to be there for that. And I guess that brings to a close Gay Days 2008. I'll talk to you tomorrow from Charleston with an episode of The Gays. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.